6.4. Canadian Library Consortia. While library consortia are not new phenomena, it would not be inaccurate to say that over the last few years, the interest in and development of library consortia in Canada has been increasing remarkably. Consortia Canada website, October 2008. Canadian libraries, footnote, there are major international consortia focused on building large repositories of digital books. Notable examples include the Open Content Alliance, http://www.opencontentalliance.org, and the Hathi Trust, http://www.hathitrust.org. The Open Content Alliance, OCA, is a partnership of U.S. libraries and organizations along with the European Archive, the National Archives in the UK, and the University of Toronto. The Hathi Trust is a partnership of 12 American university libraries, plus the 11 university libraries of the University of California Network. Upon its launch in October 2008, the Hathi Trust repository contained 2 million digitized books. End of footnote. Collaborate in a variety of ways to build, manage, and share audiobook and ebook collections. They cooperate through their industry associations and also through provincial ministries or other provincial ministries. For example, Canadian libraries participate in provincial license programs with major library service providers. The British Columbia Library Services Branch is the organizing body for provincial licensing in BC, and the Manitoba Public Library Service plays the same role in Manitoba. Similarly, the Bibliothèque Nationale du Québec, BNQ, and Quebec's public libraries established the Consortium d'Acquisition de Ressources Électroniques du Québec, CAREQ, in March 2003. CAREQ's principal mandate is to negotiate collective subscription licenses for access to electronic resources on behalf of the libraries, getting them the best possible rates and conditions. The specific objective is to obtain permanent access, ideally at a distance, to electronic resources through the internet on a cost-sharing basis. Acquiring these resources brings a double benefit for participating libraries: easy unlimited access for their clients and a much less cumbersome technology infrastructure than that required for CD-ROMs. The Interlink Libraries in British Columbia are another example of regionally based library collective that works together to create audiobook adaptations and share those titles among the collective. On the national stage, meanwhile, Consortia Canada, footnote, http://www.concan.ca/institutions/index.php for a listing of current member consortia. End of footnote. Is the broadest current example of a nationwide library collaboration. The organization is essentially a consortium of consortia, with participation from 23 library collectives around the country. Participating groups include library consortia from the public library, academic library, and school library sectors. Consortia Canada is effectively a mechanism for these library groups to create a dramatically larger scale for their negotiations with vendors of electronic resources. The Consortia Canada website provides the following elaboration of the group's mandate. Footnote, http://www.concan.ca/view.php?id=4. End of footnote. 1. The delivery of information in all subject areas is being revolutionized by the emerging digital communications technologies. All types of libraries in Canada are actively working to collect, preserve, and make accessible to their clientele information in digital form. By working collaboratively, Canada's libraries can affect real cost savings, both in the time of personnel across the country involved in individual licensing initiatives and in the actual costs of the licenses. Estimated 20-40% savings. 2. The transformation of Canada's libraries to the digital library model will, of necessity, be a lengthy process. However, the nature of the model is one that Canadians find persuasive. It is collaborative, broad-based, in subject matter and in the types of consortia involved, indifferent to geography, providing access to content and service regardless of physical location, and highly accessible and user-friendly, providing transparent electronic linkages between the user and the information they seek. 3. Valuable experience with regional site licensing in Canada has laid the foundation to move to national site licensing. In fact, the trend is increasingly toward national site licensing, with notable examples in the United States, the United Kingdom, Australia, and Europe. 4. The initial focus on materials of importance to Canada and her citizens will provide opportunities for libraries to develop new partnerships in this country, work collaboratively with national institutions, and to explore other sources of funding and support. 5. By working through established consortia, all types of libraries will help to create the context for future national site licenses and will have the opportunity to participate in the development of national digital library services.